Morning Watch, Day 4. A timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery, Week 4. Praying persistently with God as our faith. Related verses. Isaiah 45:15. Surely you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Isaiah 8:17. And I will wait on Jehovah, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look eagerly for him. 1 Peter 3:14-17. Verse 14. But even if you suffer because of righteousness, you are blessed, and do not be afraid with fear from them, nor be troubled. Verse 17. For it is better if the will of God should will it, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. 1 Peter 4:13-16. But inasmuch as you share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice exultingly. If you are reproached in the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. For let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler into others' affairs. But if as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. Esther 4:14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from some other place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Suggested reading. Often the children of those who are faithful followers of the Lord ask their parents why they are suffering persecution. They may ask, since we love the Lord Jesus so much, why must we suffer? Usually the parents do not know how to answer. It seems to the children that the Lord whom their parents follow is not righteous. We also may wonder why we suffer, since we love the Lord and follow him. The parable in 18:1-8 answers our question. When our husband is apparently absent and we are left on earth as a widow, temporarily our God seems to be an unrighteous judge. Although he appears to be unrighteous, we still must appeal to him, pray persistently, and bother him again and again. We need to be careful in understanding a parable such as the one recorded in 18:1-8. We should not try to understand it in a natural way. On the one hand, this parable indicates that the judge is sovereign. This means that whether or not he judges is up to him. Seemingly without reason, he may either listen to the widow or not listen to her. This parable reveals that he is the sovereign Lord and that he judges whenever he chooses. On the other hand, this parable indicates that we need to bother the Lord by praying persistently. We need to say to him, Lord, praying is up to me, not up to you. You never told me that I should not pray. On the contrary, you charged me to pray. Therefore, Lord, I am praying now for your vindication. Many people often ask why the living God does not discipline people who act recklessly and lawlessly and do works of unrighteousness. Even believers question why the living God does not seem to hear their prayers. The answer is simple. He is a God who hides himself. When the Lord Jesus was crucified, God hid himself. He did not judge the ones who crucified the Lord by striking them with lightning. God did not say a word. It was as if God did not exist. Hence, some of those present shook their heads and mocked the Lord. They said, "He trusts in God. Let him rescue him now if he wants him." The Lord Jesus trusted in God. But while he was hanging on the cross, it was as if there were no God in the universe. God was hidden when the Lord passed through this great trial. God is a God who hides himself. He often hides himself in space and in time. It seems that we pray to him but do not receive results, and that we trust in him but he ignores us. We must understand that it takes time as well as endurance to experience the living God. The day that the Lord was crucified, God hid himself. But after 3 days, he raised Jesus from the dead. After another 40 days, Jesus was lifted up into heaven. After yet another 10 days, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended. We must say that God is real. He is a living God, and he is also a God who hides himself. It seems as if God did not see the Roman Empire persecuting the church in the second century. The Roman Empire used every conceivable means to afflict and slaughter Christians, but God did not stretch forth his hand to stop it. Rather, he hid himself. However, a century later, the Roman Empire was divided and eventually disappeared. In contrast, the believers of Christ have remained and have spread to various places because of the true and living God.